Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is Tuesday, so you know what that means. The great Wayne Breezy is with me as always on this 49ers crossover. Wayne, how are you today, man?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. It's so good to be back, man. I look forward to Tuesdays, bro, because I get to chop it up with the GOAT.
Ah, dude, this is, I'll say this, you know, one of my least favorite thing. So a lot of people don't know this. I started a podcast. It was called NFL Express with a good friend, great friend, Charles Barr. He's going to be at the draft with us, awesome. Which is awesome. And I also did another podcast talking about fantasy and DFS and dynasty and all that stuff. And I finally like had to get to the point where I was like, you know what? I can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. I can't work several jobs and depend on somebody else to show up on time. And that was a big deal for me. But here's Wayne Breezy, and the dude doesn't miss deadlines, shows up with high energy all the time. And I'm not dogging anybody that I was on a podcast previously with. That's all.
Yes, you are,
gonna
but it's okay.
A little bit. This is awesome, man. So we've got a lot to talk about today because 49ers news is spitting out like crazy. This happens every year when we get close to the draft now. And so a lot of it's conjecture. And our job here, this is our job.
Tell him, John.
To help you wade through the garbage.
Tell him.
So that you don't have to do the knee-jerk reactions and all that stuff. That's not what we're about. We're here to calm the waters. Relax. That's, chill.
I like that. That's the approach. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I'm tired of getting yelled at when we put stuff out, right? And I'm like, I'm just putting shit stuff out. Like, that's it. Like, it's I'm just putting it out. I'm not even giving my opinion on it. I will if you ask. I'm just putting it out.
But yeah, exactly.
That's why we have the show, so we can kind of. You know.
That's right. Shotjay, he's showing up. I flew through my workout and I'm still late. You're on time, Shotjay. Well,
he was on time this morning too. We did the daily talk show. It was right on time.
I love it, man. Khali, what's up, man?
Khali, what's
the
good?
Mega powers.
You gotta read the GOAT comment. Hurry up and get to it so I can chew him out. Did I
miss it?
What's I hope comment? Not. Please go back to the comment by Barack O'Niner.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yes. Usually I skip over those.
Yes, this is it,
here
right?
Here is Barack O'Niner. Let me be honest. All right, let's be real. I love this dude.
He gives
me trash, hashtag negativity all the time, but he's joking. I know he's joking. He says this, don't do it, John Chapman. Breezy always having us wait too long on his show to start with lots of emojis. This is who Barack is, right? That's what he is.
I love him for it. I love him. I've even sat down with him and explained on the show why I do it, right? See, John, I start my show 5 minutes early, and I go into the chat, and I converse with the group so I can see what I'm saying? And so he's mad that – and so I'm talking to you 5 minutes early, bro. All right, that's enough of that. But, Barack, we appreciate you here.
I love it. I love it. All right, here we go. Let's jump into it. Let's start with America's favorite center, Alex Mack. Now, this has a lot of reminiscing with Joe Staley and this whole idea. And we got a little bit more news today. Shout out Eric Brands, who does a great job. He's the one led out with the initial report that Alex Mack, he's been silent. He's been married. He got married this offseason in Ireland. Congrats to Ireland. Him and his family. He is not sure he is coming back this year. That's basically all we got. That's all we got.
Oh, man. So, damn.
It hurts.
It does hurt. But I had a hot take, too, and it was in my queue on Twitter, and then something else happened, so I saved it and never put it back out. Freak. But listen,
you would have had it.
God, listen, you know what I like about this?
No, if I don't you're not like first, you're last, Ricky Bobby, man.
You ever lie? What you talk about? What you know about Talladega Nights? All right, Ricky Bobby. You're not going to put that one on me, Ricky Bobby. All right, no. So here we go. I'm going to do the take here, right? Might as well do it. Let's live. Do
it. Put it out all there. Right. Here we go. Everybody get ready.
So I hate to say this, and I'm still going to tweet it. So y'all make sure y'all like it, retweet it, tag John in it, right? I'm getting Joe Staley retirement vibes, trade for Trent Williams. So I'm getting Alex Mack retirement vibes, sign J.C. Tretter. That's the vibes I'm getting right now. Would you be mad?
I would be very – J.C. Tretter, like, again, what does Kyle Shanahan want in a center position? He wants a veteran. He wants a leader. Guess what this guy did? Oh, he graduated Ivy League in what, labor contract negotiations, like the president of the NFLPA. Yeah, there's a lot to like about this guy. 31, so you got the veteran there. The only issue that I have with this whole thing is I think the 49ers want to wait until after the draft. Ooh. I think that is important. The reason why that is important is because it doesn't count against the comp pick formula for the following year if they wait.
Okay. And it's a different scenario too, John, because they traded for Trent.
Correct.
And he's a free, and JC is a free agent.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, actually, time out. Let me correct myself on air. I believe he was released. I believe JC Tretter was released. Is that correct? Somebody do some homework for me. I want to ask.
Come on, man. Real quick, man. Y'all got to be quick with it, man. Come with it, man.
Because if a player is released,
it doesn't count.
Do not count for the comp pick formula. Very similar to Bobby Wagner for the Los Angeles Rams because he was released. Ooh. He doesn't count. Because Kerry Hyder was released, he doesn't count against us.
It doesn't count. That's right.
So I am wrong. I'll correct myself on here. I could have let that one fly and sounded really smart for a second. But okay.
It was spot on, though, because technically you're correct, but we just don't know. We can't remember. He was released. According to Cali, he was released, bro.
Yeah, I think he was. I think he was released. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you guys throwing that out there. Man, I love these people, man. Freaking bout it. They bring everything.
Guess what now?
Now it even makes even more sense.
It makes more sense, right? And so I want to talk a little bit about Alex Mack because, see, this is where John Lynch, when I see John, I might just have to slap him in the face because he says things.
John, right? John Lynch, John? Or no, Lynch. Are we going at it?
We talk about the Hall of Famer, John Lynch, that just knows how to say things that make us feel good. He came out and said at the meetings that, you know, Alex Mack will be back. Like, let's call space.
He's working out. Like he's going to return.
That's what he said. Okay. I took it as if Alex Mack is going to be back. I don't know how. I think everybody took it as that too. So we started counting him in our lineups. It's like we got our center back, blah, 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 blah. What's good, PA? Niner fan 87. We got him back. All that stuff, right? And so now I stopped looking at centers so early in the draft prospects, right? I'm like, okay, we can get a little developmental guy a little bit later down the road. Now here's the pony trick or whatever you want to call it. All of a sudden, if Alex Mack doesn't return, do the 49ers, this is my question for you because you're the guru. If Alex Mack doesn't return and they do sign J.C. Tretter, are you still drafting a center at 61 or 93?
No. My guess is the deal that they would sign for J.C. Tretter would be a one-year deal for possibly 2 years. That's about it. I think what it would do is it would guarantee, and this might not even apply to the 49ers, to be a hybrid interior offensive lineman guy that plays guard center. It would alleviate some of the guys that are purely centers, right? Some of those guys that perhaps are on the 49ers. Alec Lindstrom, Boston College, who's like a third-day target. I really, really like him. Mm-hmm. I don't think that he would be the pick there. You might even, and this might piss some people off, I don't want to piss anybody off. Donovan West, Arizona State, another guy that I don't think I would really want at that guard position. Now, Kyle Shanahan could be different. It seems like he's trying to make the transition to a little bit heavier offensive lineman, offensive guard play, but that center position has to be mobile,
It's the most important part.
I think that's kind of where it is. Now, I will say this, my draft crush at this position, Dylan Parham out of Memphis.
Oh, come on, man. You come on.
You're not a Parham guy?
You know that's my guy, my guy. listen, look, first of all, he's a fantastic guard, right? But when you watch him at the Senior Bowl and they had him line up and take the snaps at the center position, and I watched him manhandle some of these big time first, second round draft pick defensive tackles like Travis Jones, I'm like, oh, snap. This little guy can get up under you. He can move. He can get out there. And he's smart. So the fact that he plays guard-center combo, which is a guy that I think the 49ers want, they want a combo guy. For every pick that they draft, they want a combo guy. Remember that. I think that might be the guy at 61. If he's there, that might be the guy at 61. He won't be at 93. I can tell you that.
He's my number. I said this earlier in today. I did like a quick, like, oh, this is where, like, this just happened, like, kind of recap show. If you want to go check that, my initial impressions. Dylan Parham's my number 40 player in this draft. Number 40. I'm pretty high on him. Now, if you are a power team, let's say you're the Tennessee Titans or, you know, another team that likes to run downhill, he's not even going to be on their board. Like, he is a scheme-specific player that fits the outside zone, kind of Shanahan-type scheme. And so, like, he's specific. He's not going to be on everybody's board. So that could cause him to fall a little bit. Even though he's 40 on mine, you know, 61 is a possibility. Now, I've seen several sites that have him as, like, a day three prospect. I turn on the tape. I watch him at the Senior Bowl. That I say, hell no. Not no, but hell no. Mm-hmm. That's just where I'm at. So
I think a lot of people don't watch the film. Can I be honest though? Watching film on offensive linemen is like watching paint dry. That shit is boring. They're in on every play, and unless there's a special play, like a special block. I mean, when do you normally see them do stuff like Trent Williams do? Like, you just don't see it in college like that. So it's boring. I'm not gonna front. So I don't watch a lot of offensive linemen, but that's why we have people like you and my man Brad and Tony.
Brad's incredible.
Yeah, and those guys, they like the trenches. I could do defensive tackles all day.
Yeah, they're fun. See, my first year I coached as a coach, I coached the offensive line, and I loved it.
That's
your
affinity. There you go.
But then I swapped over to the defensive side, and yeah, I was a defensive player predominantly. That was kind of my go-to. Now, you brought up Brad. I don't know if you saw this, what Brad put out there on Twitter. He said 95% chance, in his opinion, that Alex Max retires. He said 95%.
That's a high. Are you going to ask me what's my percent?
I am now. I wasn't going to. Everybody hold this. Okay, so time out real quick. You're going to give a percentage on how likely he is to going to retire. Yeah. I want everybody to hold Wayne so accountable if he's correct and if he's wrong. More importantly, if he's wrong.
Yeah, like, I don't care.
So if he says 60, 40%, huh, Wayne? I want that lining up the Twitter feed.
That's fine. And I'll be ready for the smoke. Honestly, I'm 75% sure that he retires, yo.
Gosh, man. And what would we have been at yesterday?
Yo, right? Well, right. Because at yesterday, I was 100% of him returning, right? And so now I'm more on the side because I'm starting to think, yo, like, look, man, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to keep it a buck. When COVID hit, I didn't want to go back to work. Like, I learned how to teach from home. I learned how to interact with students online or whatever. And when I had to go back to work, I must have dragged my behind just to get there. And so he took some time off in the offseason. He got married. He's enjoying the life. I got that same Yeti cup. And yes, sir. And he said it at the end of the season that it's a mental thing. It's not a physical thing. It's mentally preparing yourself for your body, the hits, the long off season. Like, it's a lot. And maybe he's ready to call it quits. And I don't know offensive linemen like Brad does, but I will tell you this. He looks like he was having a grand time in his marriage life. I can see him walking off into the sunset as a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, and he deserves it. 13 years in the trenches is a lot. And like you said, the mind tells you you can keep going, right? I still play some pickup basketball with high school kids like a dummy. Like, my mind tells me I can do it. And then whenever I go jump for that rebound and this little kid jumps over the top of me, like, that didn't used to happen. Like, the body says a whole nother thing. I'm with you there. Oh, what's up? One of my favorite people, man. One of the most fun people that I've ever met. Nicholas Parr. What's up, man?
What's going on, Nick?
Gift. Dude, we're gonna party with him in Vegas. He's coming out in Vegas.
I get to meet Nick. Finally, I get to meet Nick.
He's a good dude, man. Cool. He's a good dude. So, and for all those people, now let me say this, because I think I have done probably a disservice to the podcast community in this effort. I understand not everybody has the finances to travel to Vegas to buy tickets to meet Fred Warner and Elijah Mitchell with us and party with us days one and day two. I get that. And our job is to bring the party to you guys. We are going to be broadcasting live on this channel the entirety. Wayne's going to be there. We've got a full schedule. We've got seven different content creators, 49ers content creators rotating, bringing you constant coverage throughout the entirety. All of day one, first pick to last pick. All of day two, first pick to last pick. We are going to be there nonstop. So if you are somebody that's going to the draft, awesome. Can't wait to hang out in person. You're going to meet my family. My wife and son are coming out. Get to meet Nick, get to meet Breezy, a whole bunch of other people. But if you aren't, that's okay. We are going to be live with 49er-centric draft coverage all day one and all of day two right here on this channel. So anyway, we got you. We got you guys. We got you guys.
We got you.
We got you. We got you. All right. So let's shift the focus from Alex Mack, but stick at the center position. Mm-hmm. With the 49ers' current roster, who would fill in at that center position? Because here's kind of the options that I'm thinking.
It's a good question.
Jake Brendel is the true center that has been behind him.
Correct.
For the past year. Uh-huh. But Daniel Brunskill is Kyle Shanahan's favorite human being ever to be born, not named Tom Compton.
You answered the daggone question, bro. This is an easy Brunskill, right?
Okay,
you put Jalen Moore at right guard, okay? You got Colt McKivitz at right tackle or Mike McGlinchey at the right tackle. It's going to be great. Look, it's fixed. It's already fixed. And they still draft a center.
So they still draft a center. So that doesn't stop them. What's Brunskill and let's go to this. Let's switch it up. Brunskill and Juwan Jennings both signed their one-year tender. Now, they are restricted free agents. And so real quick, if people don't understand that, if you have less than four accrued seasons, then you are a restricted free agent. Both of those are guys who were cut and then brought in. So they didn't live through their rookie deal because they were waived and or cut. And so they didn't get the traditional four-year rookie deal. Even though Juwan Jennings was drafted in the seventh round, he was cut and then brought back. So whenever they do that, they usually sign a two-year deal. So their two-year deal got done. They're restricted. They're not allowed to negotiate with anybody else until they have four accrued years. So this is the last cheap year for both of these players. Actually, Juwan Jennings might have one more year. I think he's got one more year.
I was going to ask you, when did he get cut? I remember he got cut from the practice squad, right?
Remember he had the injury.
He had the injury.
Get healthy. Yep. And at some point, oh man, here we go. I'm going to pull this up
I believe you. I just don't remember them releasing him. That's crazy. I don't remember that. I remember the injury 100%. Then I thought he got COVID or something. Like it was weird. He didn't get COVID. He was on that injured list. I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so here we go. We signed him June 24th, 2020. So he has a four-year, $3.4 million deal. Here's why it's a good news for Juwan Jennings that he got cut. The 49ers cut him September 6th, so he didn't make the initial 53-man roster that year.
Oh.
They brought him back onto the practice squad, protected him several times, and he's got that deal. Now, here's the good news. The good news is he would have only made $3.4 million as a seventh-round pick. If he continues playing like he's playing now, he'll get that second-round tender that Aziz is getting, which is $3.4 million for 1 year. So if Aziz signs his deal, which he has not, I wouldn't mind talking about that.
We need to discuss that, bro.
So this is good news for Juwan Jennings and the fact that he now has the opportunity to make more money long-term, especially with the way he's playing. But Daniel Brunskill, this is the last year of cheap Daniel Brunskill. We still have, three more years of cheap deals with three, including 2022. So 2023 and 2024, still cheap for Juwan Jennings. He's going to be around for a while because that first year he didn't play. So guess what? Under the contract rules, under the CBA, it's almost like last year was technically his rookie year because he went on a true roster. He wasn't activated.
So technically,
this is Juwan Jennings' rookie year.
Rookie year. I got you. That makes sense.
Technically, not technically. All right, let's go to Aziz.
Listen, if he doesn't sign this tender, which I believe he will, But this is it for him, though, right? Right? Because now the 49ers are going to have to find a way to either pay him or he'll be a free agent, right? Or he'd be restricted.
No. He's restricted. Aziz is restricted because, again, right. He was similar. He got cut his rookie year. I want to make sure I get this correct on the timeline here.
Either way, he's restricted, and the 49ers will own his rights. So if he does go and look for a deal or whatever or whatnot, the 49ers can match the deal or do whatever and contain him, right?
So he has 3 years accrued, 2019, 2020, 2021. This is the fourth year. So it's a second round tender. So here's the one issue. He's not allowed to negotiate. He can't. Okay. He can't hold out because then it doesn't – the year, the fourth year, just relapses next year. So let's
which
say –
means he'll have to do
it.
He'll have to repeat it.
Yeah. He doesn't get that extra year. The only way that he would go somewhere else is – if another team came out of nowhere and said, we want Aziz, we will sign him for whatever he wants, they have to send us their second round pick.
That's the
tender.
And
we could match it, right? So the 49ers get matching ability. So
that's
let's
what
just say the Patriots come out and say, we're going to pay Aziz $6 million a year. Okay, we're going to sign him for a one-year $6 million deal, whatever. The 49ers could say, okay, we'll pay the exact terms that you made of your contract, and then we keep him, or we say no. And then Aziz goes to them, but we get their second round pick.
Right. That's how it works.
Right.
That's how the restricted stuff works.
Determines the cap implications and contract implications.
Understood. So I brought that up to say this. At the end of the day, he's still a free agent, right? It's either he's restricted or unrestricted. And we just told him he's restricted, right? So it's either going to be a second round pick or whatever the number is that they match for the deal. Here's where it gets kind of tricky, because Dre Greenlaw will be a free agent too. And now,
next year.
If we look at these 49ers linebackers, now we're talking about Flanagan Files, who has a weird contract situation, and then just Fred Warner. And so what are we Brandon Smith?
If you stay with the idea of the 49ers doing the redshirt draft philosophy like they did with Aaron Banks, right?
Yeah.
Where they draft somebody, sit them, and then they
who's
come in the next
year. Who's your redshirt linebacker, bro?
Then that's where that comes from. Now, do the 49ers stay with this idea of, man, they've hit on so many late linebackers that they continue that process? Or do you say it's been such a premium position, it's okay to kind of jump up in that third to fourth round territory for an off-ball linebacker? That's another just question I don't feel comfortable with. I kind of want
one
of those.
How do you feel about JoJo Doman out of Nebraska?
Man, I have him ranked. I think I have a fifth round grade on him. Yeah, fifth round grade on him.
We drafted Greenlaw
him
in the fifth round.
You're correct. Now, JoJo's got some issues.
Okay, so I need to know what is his red flags? What are his red flags?
Oh, let me pull it up here because I want to make sure I get it exactly correct. Oh, man, did I
close
it?
He was a bad boy off the field is what you're saying.
No, I don't think it's any issues with that. No. I think it's health concerns. Let me jump to my thing right here. So let me go down because I want to be 100. I got to memorize all this before we go live with, you know, what we got anyway. So, yeah, here we go. Lots of injuries. Tore the same ACL twice, has an Achilles rupture, tore his labrum, and required finger surgery, which made him miss several games as well. So I loved him. And on top of that, he turns 25 his rookie year. So if you're redshirting the guy, you're talking about somebody that's not going to get snaps until they're 26
years
old, right?
That's not a good pick.
I feel like I just popped your balloon. I'm so sorry.
No, it's cool. It's cool. I just watched film on him. I'm like, this kid is a thumper. He would be fun to watch. I can't remember the last time we had a thumper at the linebacker position. He can also cover in the flats. He can cover in the slot if you got a big tight end there. So he has some skills. I didn't know he had the health issues. I was wondering what the red flags were, and I'm glad you brought that up.
And so, like, it stinks. You know, whenever my draft book comes out, man, really, really soon, I'm thinking about it. One more day, it should be finished and published.
Hurry up, buy it. Let's go.
Oh, dude, no. I'm buying it.
I support. That's what we do.
Now, if y'all want the draft book, and if you want kind of I created a NFL – kind of a war room draft big board of 200 players. We got 200 draft profiles, stats, all that kind of stuff. Everybody that's a Patreon subscriber gets it. So,
all right. So how much are the draft books?
The draft books are free if you're a Patreon member.
How much are they if they're not?
If they're not, they're man, I don't like sell. I want people to support the channel.
But I want to buy some and then I can do them as giveaways.
Dude, look at this guy, man. Yeah, we'll talk.
All right, we'll talk. We'll make this all right, work. My bad.
Now, look at this. Oh, what's up, 49ers George?
Oh, this
what's
is my up? Guy.
He says this... John and Wayne. Look at us. We're John Wayne.
No, no, no. He didn't even say John Wayne. John and Wayne. He said John Wayne.
John Wayne.
You don't know who John Wayne is?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I was about to say. Yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah. I wish I had the music. Woo! I don't have that sound in here, man.
I had one stepdad that would just watch Westerns. I had a lot of stepdads growing up.
I couldn't do it.
I never liked them.
I can't do it. I don't. What do people get out of the Westerns? No disrespect. I just don't get anything out of them. Yeah. I just can't. Anyway.
Well, thank you so much for the gift and the super chat, George. He's such a good dude. And I'll just put this out there for you, George, even though you didn't say it. Wide receivers. He is the draft a wide receiver guy. That's what he is all about, and I love it. So real quick, just thoughts for him. Wayne, if you could pick a third-round wide receiver that stands out to you off the top of your head, let me go through. I'm going to give you a list of guys. I'm going to make it easy on you.
Thank you.
So some wide receivers that could be there in the third round. If you had to pick between these guys, George Pickens out of Georgia, John Mechie out of Alabama, he's got the ACL, David Bell out of Purdue, or Jalen Tolbert, South Alabama.
Oh, Tolbert all day.
Oh, you're a Tolbert guy?
You got him as a third freaking rounder?
I like him.
He's not making it to the third round.
Dude, how many wide receivers are going to go?
Oh, I keep forgetting about that. You're right. No, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikola Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I think somebody's going to jump up. You know how we jumped up to get Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah.
Somebody's going to look at this kid from South Alabama and be like, what in the heavens is going on here? I want him on my team.
Okay, hold on. We got to full stop this one. Shot J. If you don't like Tombstone, we can't be friends. Tombstone is incredible. It is an amazing movie. Yeah. And let me throw this little draft nugget out there. Mrs. Chapman, my wife, she is the like great-great-granddaughter of Wyatt Earp himself. So we've got some of the connection there historically. That's what I love. Oh, man, I felt it.
That is so dope.
Yeah, it is cool.
We get it all day, man. I love it.
There we go. All right. Anyway, so, yeah, there are some Westerns that are out there. I was referencing the old black and white old school Westerns as a child. I did not enjoy them very much. Hopefully I fix that and send backs you up on that one. So I appreciate that so much. I like how the chat went to straight Westerns are awesome.
Yo, dude, this morning, if on the Daily Show, bro, I think we went from Friday the movie to Face Off to I don't even know how we get to these points, but I love it.
That's awesome. Yeah. 49er minded. I freaking love it, man. And I'm going to be on his show with him later this week. Check him out. If you haven't checked out his channel, he is incredible. Awesome content. Now, he just said, I saw a pic of Debo hanging out with Trey in San Jose yesterday. I wouldn't say he's gone yet. Let me say this, okay? I don't know if you guys saw the AJ Brown stuff where he's basically saying, oh, you know, I'm not a team player. We'll see what happens. Like, he's starting to chirp too. Here's what I will say about this entire wide receiver class that needs to be signed, whether it's DK Metcalf, Terry McLaurin, Debo. They're all repped by the same agent. The all same agent. Dude. They're all collectively doing this.
Exactly.
To bump up their pay.
Exactly. So,
you have to put things into perspective. How do we start this episode, Wayne? We said we're going to wade through the trash with you so that you don't have to worry about all that stuff. Debo's not going anywhere. Why the hell is he hanging out with Trey in San Jose? You want me to tell you why? Because Debo hates L.A. He has said so many times throughout his career he doesn't like L.A. He doesn't like training there. He doesn't want to train there. So what does that mean?
He don't even like their players. He don't even watch their players play.
So Trey is training in LA with Brandon Ayuk. What does he do the next day? Goes up to San Jose so he can see his man Debo. Tell me that's like, come on, man.
It's common sense, but they don't want to weave out the stuff. So that's why they got to tune into the show every Tuesday, man. We'll weave it out for you. We got you.
I love it. All right.
Young Guns was dope. But Young Guns was dope because they were young and they were hip at the time in the 90s.
That soundtrack, Warren G. And that soundtrack
was, yes, sir. Yes, sir. That joint was fire.
I loved it, man. Yeah, I watched that way too many times. Way too many times. All right, let's get into some more. We did this last time where I kind of tee up Wayne and I labeled
these. I got my baseball bat, yo.
I cut these clips up. And I call it this or that. I'm going to tee him up, and he's going to knock it out of the park for us. He doesn't know any of these questions are coming. He has had zero prep time because I'm a jerk. That's just kind of what I do.
Okay? I know.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Offseason work is about to begin for the 49ers. Is Kinlaw going to be there day one?
Was today day one?
I think it's like the first reporting day, but like the first on-field workouts, which will be close to the media. Kinlaw will be there. Did you see the workout of him getting some running in?
My jetters. Yes. You know what I like the most?
Overreacted, man. They overreacted.
They said that he, how did they overreact?
Well, just like whenever he got injured and people calling him a bust. Oh,
I get what you said before that. I thought you meant to the video. I put out a tweet about a month ago, and I said that, and I put Javon Kinlaw in there, and it was probably like that interception return, because that was one of the highlights of his career, right? So first touchdown, he only had 1.5 sacks his rookie season, so that was probably like the highlight of his career. And I said that he's going to be the comeback player of this year. And people said, no, he's a bust. He's this, he's that. Then he does the interview with Brad. And then people get to hear him talk for real. It's like they were there with him at the same time. And then people started to change the way they felt about him, right? He puts out this workout video. And I'm saying to myself, my gosh, he looks chiseled. He looks less big, but he's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
I got to ask you this question. I got to ask you a question because you weren't on the show this morning. Javon Kinlaw sack, is it going to be 0, 1, 2, or +2 this upcoming season?
Man, that's not really the point of his game, but he's got to get some production there. I'm going +2. I would probably put it at about 4.5. That's what I want to say just off the top of my head.
That's what's up. I tell you what, if I had to tell you like the average was about 4.5, you had one outlier at 8. You know what I'm saying? Like 8 sacks, really? That's not his game. He's a run-stuffing defensive tackle. That's what he does. He stops the run, forces the running backs to go outside so that, you know, the ends, the edges, the linebackers can clean up. But a lot of people were saying 4, 4.5. I like that number. The thing is, he's only had 1.5. Like, that's it. Like, so.
Yeah. Real quick, I see this PA 49er, a Niner fan 87. Was Kinlaw the one that blocked the field goal against the Eagles?
Yes, he was.
I was at that game.
I was at the game. He was the one that blocked it.
Yeah.
I was there.
That's your territory, man.
Hey, with a bum knee. Mm-hmm. Kinlaw's been playing on a bum knee since his rookie year, since college. He finally got it fixed.
I love it. All right, here we go. Now, we know Debo and Jimmy Garoppolo, they're not attending workouts.
Nope.
They are not showing up. is this, I don't even think this is a question. I think this is a positive thing for Trey. Just the fact that he gets to establish.
I know where you go.
I was going to ask a question. I couldn't help it, man. I'm just jumping into this. I think this is a very positive thing for Trey Lance. The fact that he gets to come in and be the guy right off the bat. I think that's important.
We got to hold that question because I got something. All right. And they put it in the chat and I wasn't reading the chat, but Brad put this out. Deebo Samuel's brother.
I saw something like that in the chat too.
That Deebo was requesting a trade.
Deebo Samuel brother on Facebook. Okay. There's a couple red flags here.
Facebook.
yeah. The Facebook thing, man, who's still breaking news on Facebook? That's okay. If you guys are.
Listen, we can't count out our Facebook community.
No,
man.
No, but I've counted strong. Out news that breaks there. I understand. I'm doing that.
I understand.
All right, so let's say, okay, let's play this out. It wasn't on the agenda. Let's say he wants a trade. What does that look like? The Jets would be the prime candidate.
So wait a minute, not just the Jets, though. You say the Jets, why, though? Because the Giants, too.
Because the Jets were in the Tyreek Hill sweepstakes and actually had an official offer, and that offer got leaked.
Okay. All right. That's fair. I like the Giants. They have multiple picks. I'm looking at the teams with multiple first round picks because I think that's what you're going to start the negotiation with.
Well, let's hold on. Let's bracket this then. What did the Jets offer for the Tyreek Hill trade? This is what they offered, and this has been leaked out and confirmed. Number 35. Number 38, and a third rounder, number 69. Nice. Yeah. And so, like, that's not even a first round pick.
It's not.
Like, that's cool that I'm going. Okay, all right.
That's why I don't think he goes anywhere, John, because Kyle's going to want a first.
And again, back to the new CBA. This is a new time period. There's a big difference between being on your rookie deal and being Tyreek Hill or being Devontae Adams. Finishing up a free agent contract that you signed after you finished the rookie deal. There is no, literally, hashtag zero contract power that the rookies have in this new CBA. So let's say Deebo's brother requests a trade and Deebo wants out. Awesome. 49ers could say, don't care. Don't care. We're not trading you. You don't want to trade. And we talked about this last week. We talked about this last week, Wayne.
This is tough.
Where if that's great, he wants to request a trade. That's awesome. Good. It's not up to him.
No,
it's
up to the team. The team has the power.
Team has full control. The team can say sorry. And if he holds out, guess what? He doesn't get that fourth year accrued season to become a free agent.
And he'll be a free
agent. He'd be in the same place.
Situation. Correct.
So
he knows that. I don't think this is him requesting it. I remember his brother was in on one of our IG lives one time. I don't know. I just think it's just a bunch of smoke. It's just to get us to have conversations.
And we're taking the bait, man. We're taking the bait.
Oh, absolutely. Because we're talking about Deebo Samuel. It's not like it's a regular player. He's like a phenomenal entity himself. Like, think about what his agent is doing. They're turning Deebo into an entity, which is what the agents are supposed to do, right? Like, Debo's starting to look like a bully in the situation. Get it? Deebo, bully. Like, this is so cool. So cool to watch.
It's fun. Get your popcorn ready, man.
Get your popcorn ready.
Debo's not going anywhere. That's my prediction.
That's my prediction.
From Cornelio 49er says, just let him go. I want players that want to be a 49er. Deebo wants to be a 49er. He's working out with Trey Lance yesterday. Like, this is all a contractual just whatever. Again, look at what's happened with DK Metcalf. Look at what's happening with all these other wide receivers that are up for contracts as well. That's just what is. Now, again, every freaking wide receiver, not everyone, almost all of them are all freaking divas. If you're not going to deal with a diva wide receiver, you're going to have five tight ends out there. That's just the way it's going to be. Wide receivers are the further you get away from the ball on the offensive side, the more about me it gets, right? T.O. was a trendsetter, and everybody has kind of picked up in that.
They sure have. Yep.
Yeah. But so, like, I don't know. What would you take? Okay. Let's play it the other way.
It's funny because I do the mock drafts, I do the simulations, and I know they're fake, but man, no team is giving up a first round pick for Deebo Samuel. I try. It's all seconds.
Yeah, it's why would somebody offer more for Debo than Tyreek? Maybe a little bit more, right? Yeah. Maybe a little bit more.
Well, but, I mean, where are they in age?
Now, okay, Debo's 26, Tyreek, I think, is 29.
So I can see.
I could be wrong on that.
You're probably right, but I could see that being a little bit more leverage in Debo's favor, right? Because he's a little younger. But does he have more wear and tear? Like, I don't know, bro.
Add up the numbers, so let's go to the Jimmy Johnson trade chart, okay? I just add up what the Jets offered for Tyreek, just assuming they're compatible players, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's just assume. So the number 35 pick for the Jets is 550 points on the Jimmy. This is just a reference point, not exact. Number 38 is 520. So that's 1,070. You go to pick 69. That's 245. So 1,070, is that what I said? Is that right? Okay, so that's going to be, 12, right at 1,300 points. That's equivalent to the number 10 pick for the New York Jets, sticking with the Jets. I mean, they've got a lot of draft capital. So if you're talking, that's around where that's going to be, around pick 10. So I would prefer the 2 seconds and a third than a first round pick in this draft, just because I don't have a lot of top end talent. But there's no wide receiver that I freaking even want there for Debo. There is no Debo in this draft, guys.
There isn't a Debo.
Maybe Treylon Burks, but still no.
But all right. So what if we don't look at trying to find another Debo? What if we look to find a guy like Drake London? What if we look to find a guy like, I know they're not Debos. I'm just thinking of being in big targets, red zone, guys that can catch touchdowns. Drake London gives me Mike Evans vibes. I'm sorry.
They're exact same player. They're the same. But
this is crazy that you had that and I just made that up.
Exactly what I see. Now, let me say this. You mean to tell me you're going to hand the offense over to Trey Lance? And you're going to allow his left tackle to leave. Alex Smack probably going to leave. We just talked about that. You're going to let your number one offensive weapon and MVP walk.
No.
Why?
No,
his brother wants a trade?
No, I'm not. He's saying that his brother is saying that Debo wants the trade, though, John.
Debo's a talker. Has Debo been quiet?
Is Debo really a talker? Debo's dope because he talks when he wants, and then he uses context clues from pictures, no pictures. Then he puts out the video. I don't know, man. Maybe the death threats are scaring him more than we think.
Man, that's just some BS, man. That happens with the end. And like I see this, Jamison Williams is my number one wide receiver.
Yes, he is.
The number five player on my big
board. Jesus Christmas.
I could not like this guy anymore. He is not the same player or even close to the same build or even close to the same position. Jamison Williams is an upgraded Brandon Ayuk type player, which isn't an insult. Again, he's my number five player on my big board. But he's got some injury concerns. He's not going to be playing for a while. He'll probably come in November. Around there, that's best case scenario. Why would you let Debo walk, who's on a cheap deal right now? You got one more year cheap deal. If you can extend them, great. All these extensions happen in training camp, not right now. Treylon Burks would be my pick. If you did trade Debo, it would be Treylon Burks. That's who I would go for. I feel like he's got Kyle Shanahan written all over him. His three cone time, probably. I don't think he ran a three cone.
He didn't run a three cone.
That would be the one thing that if, man, he had a low three cone, then you could make those ties. I mean, I'm not trading Debo for the number 10 overall pick in this draft.
No.
I don't even think you can get it.
It's got to be one through. Listen, if you can get pick four for Debo Samuel, just say pick four. Not pick 10, but pick four, right? If you can get pick four, I'm not even drafting a wide receiver.
I'm taking Kayvon Thibodeau.
Bro, it's one of them four. It's either Aiden Hutchinson, the kid from Alabama, Trayvon Walker, or Thibodeau. That's it. One of them is going to be there. Now you got Bosa and the – oh, my gosh.
But then again, what are we doing for Trey? We just throwing scraps?
No, we're not, because you still can get a wide receiver. You still can get a guy that can not do what Debo does, but you can still get production from a wide receiver perspective. You probably can get Christian Watson. Probably not. Not if you trade up.
Yeah, and I see this. Okay, you get the four, then you trade back. No teams want to trade back, or every team wants to trade back this year. No teams are trying to trade up. Again, my big board this year, I have 16. I finished everything. I'm not making any adjustments. I have 16 first-round picks. That's it. First-round grade, 16. That's low. I have a lot of second and third round grades, though, like way too many. This depth is in the middle. I would prefer the 33 or the 35. I would prefer what they offered Miami. I'm sorry, what they offered the Chiefs than I would that top 10 pick. That's just me. That's just me. Bro. Now, and I've seen this as well, and I want to give a shout out to Al. I think he put this out there. Let's say you trade Debo, you get picks 35, and you get picks 38, and you draft Sky Moore and Christian Watson there.
I like Sky Moore.
I know everybody else is real high on Christian Watson, and I am too. I like Sky Moore.
I like Sky Moore more than Christian Watson.
But imagine getting both those cats. Now we're talking. Now we're cooking with something. One of those two will go in the first round. But
Who do you think goes first, Sky or Christian?
Those measurables of Christian Watson. Elevate him up there. Who I think is the better and ready player
is Sky Moore.
Would be Sky Moore. But those metrics are just... He's Calvin Johnson light, man. He doesn't have the kind of like body frame of Calvin Johnson, but the metrics, they're pretty damn close. They're pretty damn close. This is crazy, man. This is another one I would take. Thank you, DC. I agree with this one. Pick up Jermaine Johnson. I love Jermaine Johnson.
I totally forgot about Jermaine Johnson from Florida State, bro.
So much. I love that dude. He is a complete player. He is in my top 10.
You know what was cool about him? Watching him lead the defensive ends at the combine. He was a leader.
Yeah. And which is crazy going back to where he was at Georgia behind everybody.
Yes.
He transfers to Florida State, has the leadership, shows out, could lead from the front. And that's where that is. This is crazy, man. Debo and his brother, the idea of requesting the trade is out there. Again, all the leverage is on the 49ers. They could just shrug their shoulders and say, nope. Or they could bend somebody over the barrel and say, all right. But here's the thing. If, let's just say, A.J. Brown's also requesting a trade, you've got Seattle Seahawks who are in full-on rebuild mode.
Okay, I see where you're going.
Yeah, the supply versus demand. There's a lot of supply out there.
This is an agent.
It's all agent, man. This dude's causing chaos. It's all agent.
Think about it. Because at the end of the day, who's got to get paid? The agent. And he's got three representatives. And don't be surprised if you see the DK Metcalf stuff start to pop up out of nowhere.
Yep.
And he just got his defensive back paid, right?
Yeah, he did. He did. Same guy. Stephon Gilmore, 2-year deal. Yeah, good deal. No, Denzel Ward. I'm sorry. Denzel Ward.
Sorry. 75 guaranteed, right? Something like that. Yeah. Or 5 years, 75. I can't remember what it was.
It's up there. All right. So here's my question to you, Wayne. All right, and I wrote this in my notes way before all of this.
Okay.
If you had to put a percentage on the 49ers trading up into the first round, and that could include Debo and all that other stuff, doesn't matter.
It's got to be like a 20% chance that it happens.
20%?
The only way they move up into the first round, in my opinion, is if they're able to trade Debo Samuel.
Yeah,
they won't be able to do it if they trade Jimmy Garoppolo. He's not going to require a first round pick.
No.
The only way they can possibly move up, and if you guys are comfortable at taking the pick past 10, that it's a definite 20-25% chance it happens. If you guys are trying to get that pick 4, it's like 1%. If you guys are trying to get pick 10. Maybe five.
Robert Saleh. I mean, it's Robert Saleh.
You think so? I don't know.
Signed every other damn 49er or tried to.
Yeah, but do you think Robert Saleh would do Kyle Shanahan a solid like that?
Well, I mean, I think that they want a Debo. They want a wide receiver. That's well known. I mean, they offered so much to get Tyreek Hill. I think that Debo and Tyreek Hill are different wide receivers, but they're both playmakers. I would value Debo more than Tyreek Hill because of the age. I think that's an important thing. He's a fit in that offense. It's the exact same offense as, what's it called, LaFleur. He's calling the plays over there.
I trade Debo. You give me Elijah Moore in a third-round pick, and we call it a day.
Ooh, Elijah. I love Elijah Moore.
Me too.
I love Elijah Moore.
You give me Elijah Moore and a third round pick, you can have Debo Samuel. Man, Elijah Moore was a first round pick, right?
Yeah. Back in. He was very good too. So I think he was first. He might have went second.
We need to find out if he was a first round pick because that if he's not, if he wasn't a first round pick, that might change my philosophy a little bit. If he was a first round pick, that means you just
second round pick 34. Damn. Pick 34. So he just lost a year. You just lost a year.
See what I'm saying? This gets tough, bro.
You're gonna be right back where you were with Debo.
You're gonna be right back
where
you were in 2 years.
I take Elijah Moore and one of those top picks. I would do 10? That.
Like 10?
No, like one of the 35 or 30.
Yeah. Eight,
I think they were.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Give me 35. Give me Elijah Moore and start at 35. And then in 2 years, we'll see what happens. I don't think the 49ers, if the 49ers aren't willing to pay Debo, they're not going to be willing to pay any of the wide receivers.
Yeah.
And so they're lucky.
That market blew up this year, man.
It did.
Thanks, Trent Baalke. DJ right. Chark. Or no, it wasn't DJ Chark. Who'd they pay so much money
to? It was freaking Christian Kirk, bro. I'm telling you, if we ever see Trent Baalke, yo, I'm gonna break his kneecap, and you could drive him to the hospital.
Yeah. Well, he'll be there with every player he's ever drafted because we're all gonna be in the
one. I didn't even think about that. Nice comeback.
He'll be there,
John.
Scouting. Can you?
Nice
catch?
Comeback. Hey, man, you want to come play for the Jags, man? Look, man, it's just an ACL. No problem. We can fix that. We have room for you. That was a good one, John. That was a good one.
I appreciate that. All right, Wayne, we're going to jump out of here. Anything else you got, man, before we say goodbye to all these amazing human beings and allow them to jump into the crazy Debo world that is going to be social media for the next whatever time?
I'd say the next 11 days, because are the 49ers going to try to find a trade for Debo Samuel? And yeah. I would say this. If Debo gets past day one, he'll be a 49er. Like, they're going to find a way to make it, like, you know, to work out an extension deal. If we can get past day one of the draft, he will be a 49er, and then we can finally relax. Because after that, you're not going to trade him for a second round pick. And then after that, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Here's
the dream scenario. Panthers take a tackle at 6.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of wide receivers go in the first round.
Yeah.
That would mean we have an opportunity to trade Jimmy Garoppolo, and we have even less of an opportunity to trade
Debo Samuel.
That's best case scenario right there, man.
Whew, that's a tough one.
This is going to be a long night, man. Twitter's going to be fun. RIP my mailbox. It's going to be awful.
DMs are going to be crazy.
It's going to be awful. All right, Wade. Just want to say thank you, man. Anything you want to say before we jump out of here?
Nah, man, I truly appreciate the opportunity, bro. I love Tuesdays, man, because we get to chop it up. The John Wayne Show. It's so cool, man. You know what I'm saying?
I love it, man. I can't believe that's going to be our name.
I love it. Why not? I got to get that sound with the Western sound. Yeah, I can't whistle. So, yeah.
All right, guys, if you want to hang out with us in the draft, we're going to be there days one and day two. Get your tickets, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Fred Warner, Elijah Mitchell. It's going to be incredible. Imagine they're going to be live on the podcast with us. Imagine like a trade or something goes down with Fred Warner or Elijah Mitchell's like live on our podcast, and we're going to get like instant reactions during the NFL draft.
You know they're going to get like text messages like, yo, we trading Debo. I'm going to be on Fred's hip. Be like, listen, Fred.
Now, if you're not going to be able to make it out with us in Vegas, just make sure you subscribe to our channel, 49ers Rush Podcast. You're here. Hit the subscribe button. Join us for days one and days two of the NFL draft. But until then, you guys need this more the next 11 days than ever. Stay strong, faithful.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.